continuing in the limud of Yeshiva Tishrei Leiv for Ben Azmanim, for Yutes Tishrei, the third day of Chol HaMoed, Friday day, Tavshin Ayin Vav. And today's topic is going to be the difference between the nature of the mitzvah and eating in Sukkah on the first night versus eating in Sukkah throughout the rest of the days of Sukkah. Now, we've already discussed on a very basic level that there is a machlokas tanoim, whether one is obligated, like Rabbi Elazar says, to eat 14 meals in the Sukkah throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkah, which would mean teishu kein tadiru, just like a person is in his house on the course of 7 days would normally eat 14 meals, we're assuming 2 meals a day. So in Sukkot, one is obligated to eat 14 meals in the Sukkah, meaning you're obligated to do in your Sukkah what you would normally choose to do in your house. Whereas the we passing like the Shita of the Chacham, that's not the case. That the halacha is that throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkot, you should treat your Sukkah exactly like you treat your house. And therefore, just like in your house, you can choose to eat 2 meals a day, 3 meals a day, 1 meal a day, 0 meals a day. You can make those same choices in your Sukkah as well. If you choose not to eat a meal, it's fine, so you won't eat a meal that day. If you choose to eat 3 meals that day, they all have to be in the Sukkah. But it has nothing. There's no obligation to eat a specific number of meals. But even according to the way we paskin, even according to the Chachamim, the first night of Sukkot is different. The first night of Sukkot is because of the Gezer Shava, Chamisha Asar, Mechag HaMatzos, we derive that just like a matzah, a person has to eat, just like on the first night of Pesach, rather, a person has to eat a kazayis of matzah, so too on the first night of Sukkot, a person must eat in the Sukkah. So we've discussed in the past, what does that mean? Eat a kazayis in the Sukkah? Eat a kapitz in the Sukkah? Would you even say eat matzah in the Sukkah? It would seem crazy to say something like that, although there are those who suggest that we even go that far. But at the very least, it's telling us something about the first night. That the first night, we certainly don't have the choice to say, I'm not eating. I'm not going to the Sukkah. We don't have that choice on the first night. On the first night, one must eat in the Sukkah. So there is clearly a fundamental difference between the first night and the other nights. But to formulate what that difference is exactly, or why it's so different, is a very interesting comment of the Minchas Chinuch. In order to understand the Minchas Chinuch, we need to chazer over a Tosfos we've already seen. Tosfos was bothered by the Kasha, why it is that the Gemara has a special drasha to teach me that you are not Yotze with a stolen Sukkah. After all, Mitzvah Baba Vera should teach me that you're not Yotze with a stolen Sukkah. What do you need fancy drushas? Why do I need a special drasha to tell me I'm not Yotze with a stolen Sukkah? It's of course a Mitzvah Baba Vera. So Tosfos asks that as a kasha, he gives whatever answer he gives. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch, and the Minchas Chinuch says, I'll tell you why mitzvah baba aveira would be an insufficient reason to explain why a stolen sukkah is possible. He says we have to categorize mitzvos in two different ways. There are two different categories that one could put mitzvos in. Now, obviously, there are many different ways one can categorize mitzvos in two ways. You can categorize mitzvos as mitzvos haseh and mitzvos lo haseh. You can categorize mitzvos as mitzvos daraisa and mitzvos rabbanan. You can categorize mitzvos in all sorts of the bein adam lechaver or bein adam lemakom. You can categorize mitzvos in so many different ways. But the Minchas Chinuch says, let's categorize mitzvah. He doesn't use this terminology, but it's close to correct. Mitzvah chiyuvis versus mitzvah kiyumis. There are certain mitzvahs that every single Jew must do, or at least everyone is obligated in that mitzvah, everyone is included in that mitzvah, must do. There are no options. I don't feel like eating matzah. Too bad, you have to eat matzah. Doesn't make a difference. There are no options. I don't want to wear tefillin. Doesn't matter. You have to wear tefillin. There are no options involved. A person has to do most mitzvahs are in that category. Mitzvah chiyuvis, a mitzvah that there's really no discussion and if a person fails to do the mitzvah, he is faulted for being mevatel a mitzvah. Hashem is angry at him for violating the ratzon Hashem by not doing a mitzvah. But then there's a second category of mitzvah, and this is a much more unique category, and there aren't very many mitzvahs in this category, and that is, again, what we'll call a mitzvah kiyumis, for lack of a better term, but it's not really literally a mitzvah kiyumis. What it means is a mitzvah that if a person were to never put himself in a situation where he'd become obligated in the mitzvah, Hashem would have no tainas on him. Hashem would have no problems with him. So a person on a daraisa level were to decide he's not going to wear a beged that has four corners on it, Hashem would have no problems with him. He didn't do anything objectively wrong. But once you're going to create the chiyuv, once you're going to wear a garment that has four corners, then failure to do the mitzvah of putting tzitzis on those four corners is a bittul of the Ratzon Hashem. It is a violation of the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is a mitzvah kiyumis. So says the Minchas Chinuch, within the mitzvah of Sukkah itself, there is one element that is a mitzvah chiyuvis and one element that it's a mitzvah kiyumis. On the first night of Sukkot, it's like matzah, it's like tefillin, it's like most mitzvahs in the Torah, where every single Jew is obligated in the mitzvah, like esrog. There is no, if I decide that I'm not going to put myself in the situation. No, being alive and Jewish is the situation, and therefore you're automatically obligated to do the mitzvah. Failure to do the mitzvah is a bittul mitzvah. That is Sukkah on the first night. One must sit in Sukkah and eat the first night. The rest of the days of Yantif, after the first night, it's more like the mitzvah of tzitzis. Sukkah is more like the mitzvah of tzitzis. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. A person can choose to do it. A person can choose not to create the obligation. How do I choose not to create the obligation? I'm going to drink water and have a yogurt. I'm not going to eat anything that's going to require me to sit in the sukkah. I'm not going to have an achilas keva. I'm not going to take a nap. I'm not going to do anything that's going to require sukkah. And Hashem has no tainas on me. The only problem would be if I want to have my pastrami sandwich and I want to have it outside the sukkah. That's a bittul mitzvah. That's how we understand the mitzvah of sukkah. So says the Minchas Chinuch so beautifully, when do we say that mitzvah haba ba'avera is a problem? Mitzvah haba ba'avera is only a problem with the first category of mitzvos, with the mitzvah chiyuvis, mitzvos like matzah, mitzvos like esrog, mitzvos like tefillin, mitzvos like sukkah on the first night. That's where we would say mitzvah haba ba'avera, because any failure to do the mitzvah properly is automatically considered a bittul mitzvah. So if one does the mitzvah through an aveira, that's not doing the Ratzon Hashem, and memela, that's considered a bittul mitzvah, and you don't get credit for the mitzvah, you're faulted, and it's a terrible thing. But when you're dealing with the second category of mitzvahs, you're dealing with tzitzis, you're dealing with sukkah on the rest of the days of sukkahs, when one does a mitzvah above aveira, when one does the mitzvah through an aveira, then we view it as if he never generated the chiyuv in the first place. I mean, you can't say that he's not doing the Ratzon Hashem because he's failing in the mitzvah. He's allowed to fail in this mitzvah. He's allowed to not do it. The only thing he's not allowed to do is create a chiyuv and then fail. So, but what are you going to say? This guy created a chiyuv of sukkah and then didn't sit in the sukkah? He did sit in the sukkah. It just happened to have been a stolen sukkah, so it's not l'Ratzon Hashem. Oh, not l'Ratzon Hashem? Well, these mitzvahs don't have to be l'Ratzon Hashem. You never had to do the Ratzon Hashem in the first place with these mitzvahs. You never had to go in the sukkah in the first place. So the fact that you're sitting in a stolen sukkah may not be l'Ratzon Hashem, but it's not going to suffer from the problem of mitzvah ba'avera. So that categorization of the Minchas Chinuch, distinguishing the first night of sukkahs from the other days of Sukkot in terms of mitzvah chiyuvis versus mitzvah kiyumis, could help explain that discussion we had about mitzvah ba'avera. Why does the Gemara not want to say that a stolen sukkah is a problem of mitzvah ba'avera? Because a sukkah on most of the days of Sukkot is a category 2 mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that's not subject to mitzvah ba'avera, because at the very worst a person is not doing the mitzvah l'ratzon Hashem, but these types of mitzvahs don't have to be done l'ratzon Hashem. One could choose to not do them entirely. So that's the brilliant yesod of the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah Shin Chav Hei.